Good morning. Just a reminder, with the start of Holy Week, that we'll be having, of course, Maundy, Thursday, and Good Friday services this week, and we will be offering a 2 and 7 p.m. service at both of those. And of course, next week with Easter, we will be having our 8 o'clock and 10:30 services as normal, and in between, we'll be having our Easter brunch downstairs. We do have a sign-up sheet in the narthex. If you do plan on attending and haven't had a chance to sign up, if you could please do so, that would help us a great deal with the headcount. As I've been mentioning the past couple weeks, we would give you updates regarding our search for a deaconess that we're hoping to call here at Zion. This past week, the Deaconess Call Committee did meet, and we narrowed our list down from 7 candidates we were reviewing to 2 that we chose to interview. And I'm very happy to say that it was basically a unanimous decision on the one candidate that we would like to move forward and present to you as a congregation to have you consider calling to serve here as our Director of Family Life, who would work with our preschool outreach, our youth group, and also help with senior and women's ministry efforts here at Zion. The next step is that we will continue to share information with you about the work this person will be doing, and eventually, when we're given the okay, share with you some information about this candidate. But the most important thing for you to know at this point is that we plan to present this candidate to you at our voters' meeting on April 28th. And per our Constitution, we need a healthy quorum in order to call a church worker. So if you can attend that meeting on April 28th, it would be greatly appreciated. The Old Testament reading for this Palm Sunday is from the 9th chapter of Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle reading is from the 2nd chapter of Philippians. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 11th chapter. When they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it, and will send it back here immediately.'" And they went away and found a colt tied at a door outside in the street, and they untied it. And some of those standing there said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is a very special day. Today is the start of Holy Week. And we start off today in a very simple way. We start today with Jesus entering Jerusalem on a donkey, and not just any donkey. Jesus is coming today on a baby donkey. It was silly that the King of Israel, the Christ, God in the flesh, would enter into Jerusalem on a baby donkey. And some people didn't like this. They thought Jesus should have been riding a majestic white horse, all decked out for battle. Some people were disappointed on Palm Sunday because Jesus wasn't coming in some mighty, powerful fashion. But Jesus never wanted to come to you in a powerful fashion, riding a white horse. Jesus wants to come to you riding a baby donkey. And we really shouldn't be surprised by this. Jesus has been preparing for this day for a very long time. Jesus has been preparing to come to you on a baby donkey ever since he was born. Today, the Apostle Paul spoke about Jesus coming, and he said this. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Jesus Christ is God. He has always been God. Jesus existed in the beginning when he himself called the earth to take shape. Jesus was there making the land and the water. Jesus was there calling the trees to blossom and ordering the fish to swim. Jesus was there forming men and women in his own likeness. Jesus is God. Jesus has always existed. But Jesus wanted to come to you. And Jesus could not come to you as some blinding flash of light. He would overpower all of us. What Jesus needed to do was come into this world in a simple way. That's why the Apostle Paul said, though Jesus was in the form of God, he did not count God a thing to be grasped. So he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant and being born in the likeness of men. Today on Palm Sunday, Jesus rode a baby donkey into Jerusalem. Some people were disappointed he wasn't more impressive or doing more powerful things. But it's not the first time Jesus did something like this. A long time ago, Jesus laid aside all of his divine strength and his heavenly power, and he chose to ride into this world through the Virgin Mary. Jesus chose to ride into the creation he made in the flesh of a simple baby. There's no power in a baby. There's no strength or might in a baby. There's just frailty in a baby. A baby is not strong. A baby is not powerful. And some didn't even like this. King Herod, remember him? mighty, powerful King Herod was terrified of a little baby with soft flesh and small arms and little legs. So you remember what King Herod tried to do? He tried to kill Jesus, this simple little baby who rode into this world in human flesh. If there's one common trait in Jesus, it is this. He rides into this world in simple ways. And some people do not like it. Some of his own disciples wanted Jesus to be different. They didn't want Jesus riding a baby donkey into Jerusalem. They wanted Jesus riding a white stallion with a sword drawn. They wanted Jesus to change this world. The disciples wanted Jesus to get rid of all those horrible sinners and burn them up in hell right here and right now. Lots of people want this type of Jesus. Even today, lots of people want that type of Jesus. I hear about it all the time. But how has Jesus chosen to come today? How did Jesus decide to enter into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday? He rode a baby donkey. He rode a beast of burden because he had work to do. But that was not the first time, was it? Just look at Jesus' birth. Jesus lays aside his divine strength and all of his power, and he rides into this world by uniting himself to human flesh. He comes to you in this world as a baby with soft skin. He comes as a baby with a beating heart. He rides into this world as a fragile baby that has to breathe air to live. He comes riding into our world with skin that can be punctured. He comes carrying in his flesh blood that can be spilled out. Jesus came into this world riding human flesh. Today is really a special day because today is the start of Holy Week. Today we see Jesus, the Christ, born in this world in human flesh. He lays aside his divine power and might. He lays aside all of his power and his greatness. And he comes today riding into Jerusalem in human flesh. And in his human flesh, he comes in a simple way with skin that can be easily punctured. Jesus comes with blood that can be easily spilled. Today's a special day because even though this week starts with shouts of Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, we know that just 4 days from now, the tide will turn. Just 4 days from now, Jesus will be arrested. And 5 days from now, the crowds will shout, crucify him. And on Good Friday, Jesus, who chose to come into this world in human flesh and ride into Jerusalem under a donkey, that Jesus will allow his flesh to be punctured by nails. The one who was born in flesh will allow a crown of thorns to be pressed into his skull. On Good Friday, the blood that pumps through his veins will spill out on the ground. And 5 days from now, Jesus will die. He will go through all of this for you. He willingly goes through all of this in your place. He will die in your place so you won't die. He dies so you will live. Today is such a special day. It is. We celebrate that Jesus rode into Jerusalem in the flesh on a simple baby donkey. And every week in worship, we can be reminded of today. Every week when we worship, we can be reminded that Jesus loves to come to us in simple ways. When you come up for the Lord's Supper, Jesus is still choosing to come to you in a simple way. When you have the Lord's Supper, you are being given the body of the one who chose to be born in the flesh as a baby. In the Lord's Supper, you receive the body of the one who allowed his body to be crucified all for you. Jesus is still riding to you. 2,000 years ago, Jesus rode a donkey to Jerusalem. Today, Jesus comes to you riding bread. Today, Jesus comes to you riding wine. When you receive the Lord's Supper, it is the same blood that pumped through the veins of the Christ child. You receive the same body that rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. When you have the Lord's Supper today, you will be given the same body and blood offered on the cross on Good Friday. Jesus is still coming to you. He was born in this world in a simple way. Jesus rode into Jerusalem in a simple way. And Jesus still comes to you in the Lord's Supper a simple way. He wants to come to you, always. He never asks anything grand from you. He simply wants to come to you. So he comes in simple ways to you. Today really is a special day. Today's the start of Holy Week. And during this very special week, you will see how God wants to simply come to you so he can simply die for your sins in your place. It's that simple. And Jesus does all of that so he can powerfully rise from the dead for you on Easter. It really is a special day for us, and it is the start to a fantastic week. Amen. And now may the peace of our God, which surpasses our understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.